time for Sports Lit 101. Yeah. We have been doing this for the last couple of weeks, looking back at some favorite books from this year and other years, possible holiday gifts, or just something for yourself to read.
Yeah, and that's the way I looked at it this year, was books that I think people who like these particular sports will really like. This is not my best of list. I couldn't, after 10 years, I couldn't possibly do that. But so this week we're going to talk about running and we're going to talk about football. We'll start with running, with three of the six books that we've had from Solstice Publishing. Abdi's World by Abdi Abdurrahman, and Catch Me If You Can by Philbert Bailly. It's very easy to think that these African runners who have been so great over time, going back to Kip Keno and others, that this somehow was just because of where they lived. But if people understood how hard these people had to run, to live, how hard their lives were, the things that many of them had to escape, I think they would have a new appreciation for distance running. It certainly has been that way for me. I mean, as people know, I was a pretty successful track coach, but I didn't handle distance. It was always somebody who knew more than I did about that, or I do about that. And I've come to have just greater and greater respect. Abdi was so great when he was on with us. Mm. And the wonderful things Philbert's been doing since his running are great. But you're going to learn a lot about humanity and a lot about sport in those two books. And Solstice is S-O-U-L-S-T-I-C-E, the Solstice with a U in it. And then we just had Matt Baxter and Dan Mann on for Running Up the Mountain, which was great fun because one was a Kiwi, Matt. But the story of Northern Arizona University, you know, people often say to me, how did Maine get so good at hockey? You know, it's not because kids from Maine could make up a 22-person Division I hockey team. We don't create enough of them. We don't have enough people in Maine to do that. Well, how did Northern Arizona University and Flagstaff become a national Division I powerhouse in track and field, and particularly in cross country? And it's through a series of events and through a series of men and women who really influenced it. And it's the kind of story that I think is important for people to know. I mean, we know that if you want to be a great football player, if you go to Alabama, LSU, Michigan, Ohio State, you know, whatever, you've got a good shot. If you're good enough, you got a good shot to be seen and drafted. If you're a great runner, where do you go? You know, and for a lot of people, they think that they need to go to the huge track schools, the Pac-8, the old Pac-12. Oh, that doesn't exist anymore. But you think of Oregon and Oregon State and the California schools, Arkansas being a great place to run, Texas, these places. But Northern Arizona University kicks those guys' butts in cross country because, like the Africans, yes, they train at altitude. Flagstaff is at 7,000 feet. But the community, the entire town runs. There are at any given moment hundreds and hundreds of people running in Flagstaff year-round. I mean, there's a lot of running around here. I mean, distance running in this area, Bangor, Brewer, Babst, Orono, Hamden, up into the county and other places. It has a tradition of good distance running and good cross country. But this is an entire town where people in their 80s go out and run for 10 miles a day some days. Wow. I mean, you couldn't get me to hitchhike 10 miles a day, and I'm a lot younger than that. But yeah, Running Up the Mountain is really, I found it an eye-opening book. I really did like it. Then the other two books I want to talk about in running is one that we looked at a number of years ago called Olympic Collision by Kai Kiderlin,
yes,
about Mary Decker Slaney and Zola Budd and all their bumping and banging in the Olympics and how, you know, the story was maybe not reported fairly at the time, and maybe Zola Budd deserves a little more credit for being a better sport than she got. It examines the sort of very complex way in which Mary Decker Slaney's career and life unfolded. Again, Olympic Collision, and that's from the University of Nebraska Press. And then two books by the same author, the 1929 Bunyan Derby and Race Across America by Charles B. Castor from Syracuse University, about the races that literally raced across country from New York to L.A. or from L.A. to New York, averaging 45 miles a day, running in what we, not running shoes, but running in kinds of combat boot kinds of things to get through. And the 1929 Bunyan, B-U-N-I-O-N, Derby book is fabulous. And then the second one, Race Across America, is interesting because race in that title means two things. It means how African Americans who wanted to compete in that race and went through southern states were not just denied places to stay and eat, but were harassed and threatened and the like. And that those are tales of real courage. That's not the whole focus of the book. I don't want people to think that, but courage of people who literally at a time in the Depression ran over 3,000 miles with only a few days off, over mountains, through deserts, through snow. Sometimes they got to where they were supposed to be fed and it was marginal, or there were not really good places to sleep as they were supposed to be, but they're really interesting books. Again, the 1929 Bunyan Derby and Race Across America by Charles B. Castor from Syracuse. Then, boy, whittling down the football was not easy. So I took four nonfiction books, three of which have to do with the history of football, and two novels. We can't begin without President at the Creation, Upton Bell and Ron Borges, University of Nebraska, because you get insights into the beginning of the National Football League that only Upton Bell and people in his family would know. How his mother used her earnings from Broadway to enable the Eagles and to some extent the Steelers exist, and along with Burt Bell's incredible vision and the draft and his much more high-minded way than Roger Goodell. We'll leave that at that. The League by Jerry Eisenberg, which was really a great book. And Jerry, like Upton, was so great both times he was on with us to talk about the book and then to talk about Ali. These are books written by insiders. These are not books written by academic scholars. We will get to one of those in a minute. But the next one is Collision of Wills by Jack Gilden. Now, Jack Gilden has made our list twice for Fast Ride, his great book about Spectacular Bid. But the story about Collision of Wills between Johnny Unitas and Don Shula was an incredibly entertaining book. And it's written at the pace of a novel. That's one of the great things about Gilden. Though these are nonfiction books, they read in the way that you really want great fiction to read. You just keep reading. You don't want to stop. That's from Nebraska. That's from Nebraska, and that is, as I said, his second appearance on the list. Another book that the newest edition of it that's out is NFL Football by Richard Dick Crapoe, another friend of the show, from the University of Illinois Press. People that get the Arte, A-R-E-T-E, newsletter know that Dick writes still about football on a fairly regular basis. But his take on the NFL is very interesting because he is a sport historian in addition to being a sports fan and being one of the, I think, the wisest critics of sport out there. His recent column on the insanity of 41 bowl games was just brilliant. I handed it to my wife. I printed it out, and every once in a while, she just burst out laughing. But it's a really hard-nosed look at how football overtook all the other sports to become America's biggest professional sport. Though I think basketball might win that battle in the long run. Two great football novels, none better than Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. By Ben Fountain. It's on Eco Books, which is ECCO, which is an imprint of HarperCollins. To say that, probably anyone who's not a diehard Dallas fan will love this book, and that some of the Dallas fans might be enraged by it. It is fiction, even though there's some people like Jerry Jones that make appearances. But it's a really interesting look at the way football tries to manipulate Americans' thinking. They try and make football sound as something that is only for people who are uber patriotic, or only for people who believe in certain values. And the NFL has allowed that to happen. I don't think they've ever shied away from anything that adds to adds to the popularity of the sport. I won't say more than that, but it's Billy Lynn's long halftime walk by Ben Fountain. And finally, I think one of the funniest books about football ever, Dom DeLillo's End Zone, which wrote in 1972, and it's funny. It's sarcastic at times, but it also gives you a real good look at sort of a post-Soviet era paranoia. Mm. I guess that's about the best way to put it. And DeLillo is a great storyteller, a great writer. I just realized he's 87 years old now.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. But End Zone, it's from Elizabeth Sifton Books, but it's a Penguin Books imprint. You can get it. Jabron can get any of these down at the Briar Patch. They're also all available from the online retailers. It's best if you can get downtown, but if you can't, then please look for them. And again, as a couple of people have done each week, if you need this list, you didn't have time to write it down, you're driving in your car, email me through the University of Maine English Department once everything is back up and running on campus, and I'll be happy to give you all that information. So that's running and football, and then we're going to do a potpourri of next time out, which I realize will not be next week, but next time out, we're going to do a potpourri of looking at books from different sports that we don't have a lot. Soccer will be one of them, and some other tennis, some outlier kind of things that we've had. Not outlier, but things we haven't had as many of.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to it. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, my pleasure.